From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is expected at any time to fire a salvo directly at China in what could escalate into a full-scale trade war between the world's two largest economy. Trade actions against China, partly in response to the theft and improper transfer of American technology to Chinese companies, are expected to be announced by Trump as soon as Thursday. On the anticipated eve of the measures, American officials spoke to reporters about their months-long investigation into Beijing's trade practices. China has long been considered by many in the international community to have contravened fundamental principles of global trade. Afghan officials say a suicide blast killed at least 31 people and wounded more than 65 others in Kabul. Officials and witnesses say the bomber targeted a crowd during celebrations to mark the Persian New Year Wednesday near a Shiite Muslim neighborhood. The terrorist group, the Islamic State, claimed responsibility, identifying the bomber as a Pakistani man. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman told VOA that those killed and wounded were all civilians. The United States is slapping trade restrictions on 15 South Sudanese oil entities that are partially owned or run by the South Sudan government. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday anyone wanting to export or transfer items of American origin to the 15 entities must first obtain a license from the U.S. government. The 15 listed entities are to be identified later this week. This is VOA News. Tear gas was thrown